Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the authentic entrepreneur podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. Today we are talking about how to figure out your mission and your purpose and what to do if immediately, as soon as you figure that out, you don't feel worthy of it and imposter syndrome comes rushing in. So I went to the Lake District earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I went to the Lake District. I went to Eskdale on my own in my camper van. Now, this is the first time I've stayed in my camper van on my own. I only got it in January. I swapped my nice, reliable 4x4 for a 10-year-old VW T5. And we call her Nelly the Money Pit, but I absolutely love her. It's like a troublesome child. No matter how much money she costs us, I just love her. It's absolutely marvellous. So she's kitted out. I've got my mezzanine level at the back where I have all my sofas and I do my writing. I've got my sofa, the seats inside with the pull-down table. There's the stove, there's the fridge, there's the sink, and then it all folds down to make a bed at night. So you can be like a turtle, basically. You can go away and be entirely self-sufficient and have adventures, which was the whole point, right? So I toddled off to the Lake District on my own, and the first day I found tongue pot, which is something I've been a dipping spot in a waterfall that I've been trying to go to for ages, and it was absolutely beautiful sitting there in this waterfall infinity pool looking out over the fells, these green fern covered fells, and just looking out and feeling the waterfall on my back and just utter freedom and joy. I hiked nearly up to Scarfell in some of the worst weather I've been in the lakes in. So I'm pretty used to wet weather walking. I've got all the gear, all the bag covers, the waterproof trousers, the coat, all the things. So I should have been fairly well kitted out, but I made it to the foot of Scarfell and I didn't even attempt Scarfell Pike. And I was already soaked to the bone despite all my gear. And as a lone female hiker, sad and depressing as it is, I just thought, safety-wise, I can't attempt Scarfell, but I made it to the foot. I also got hopelessly lost, was wandering around on the moors for ages, which is a story for a different time. But I also had a pre-breakfast dip in Wastwater, which is the most beautiful lake that comes down to the screes of Scarfell. Swam there in the drizzle and the mist. I had the whole lake to myself, and it was just so joyous and enriching and beautiful. I'll put a link in the notes for a little video I made for this, because honestly, I talk all the time about living my values and putting my money where my mouth is in terms of growing a values-led company. And my number one value is freedom. And this trip was all about that for me, just doing exactly what I fancied, living exactly according to my values, and just having a marvelous time and adventure, really. I didn't speak to a soul. Well, I kind of passed the odd greeting, but I didn't have any meaningful conversation with anybody else for ages. And it was really uncomfortable. I really wanted to go home on the second night after I got thoroughly wet and lost all day. I thought, should I just go home? But I decided not to because I believe that nothing great happens in your comfort zone, right? I believe that growth happens when you are out of your comfort zone. More on that later. And the whole point for me was getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and finding a way through and breaking the usual modes there and patterns and paradigms that I normally leave into, which is escaping to my family. And the whole reason I went to the Lake District and I go on a solo trip at least once a year was to ponder the big question of what is my mission? What is my purpose? And like I say, to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and lean into breaking those paradigms. And in this conversation, I'm going to tell you what my mission and my purpose is. I knew what it was already. This trip was about a check-in and to realign to that mission and purpose. And I'm going to tell you the exact process that I use to figure out my mission and to check it's aligned with who I am and then come up with the actions that I need to take to start taking those baby steps towards living that mission. And I'm also going to tell you about once I had defined that mission and purpose, the feelings of imposter syndrome and unworthiness and who the hell am I to dream this big? They immediately came rushing in, but I did not let them stop me and I did not let them even slow me down a little bit. So I'm going to tell you what you can do about that too. This conversation is for you if you know you are here for impact. You know you are made for big things and you would like my help to get some clarity about what those might be. My name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach, and what that basically means is that I help women work out who they are, work out what they stand for, and then have the courage to live that every single day. So my mission is to work with women who have been audacious enough, who have been brave enough, who have been bold enough to launch their own business. So female founders and female entrepreneurs. Those women who've decided they want more for themselves than what is currently available. And it's whatever launching and building and growing and exiting a business means to them. So for some people, for some women, that might be a multi-billion global empire. From others, it might be a micro business or an SME that focuses on local employment. And for others, it might be a side hustle from their kitchen table alongside their full-time employment. It's all good. It all counts. And my mission is to help them make that happen. And I'm talking specifically about the big thing that happens to stop that happening for them, the big thing that gets in their way and stops the dream occurring, the big iceberg, the thing that brings them out in a cold sweat and crushes their dreams. And of course, I'm talking about imposter syndrome. The imposter syndrome that says, who the hell are you to do that? The imposter syndrome that says you do not deserve that dream. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to be that bold, to be that audacious, to be that brave? What makes you think that you could be the one to build this business? That people are actually going to pay you for doing your thing? That people are going to acknowledge that you are the expert in this thing? That people are going to invite you to speak on that stage. And this is even more true if this is your second business and you've maybe been feeling like a one-trick pony, or like the first business was a fluke, or you just got lucky, or maybe the first business didn't work out the way it was supposed to and you're kind of running around with that with that that legacy? And what about if you inherited a business and you are spending all your time trying to fill somebody else's shoes? It is imposter syndrome that keeps women small. And there are two major things you need to know about imposter syndrome, that you need to know about imposter syndrome before we even start to think about tackling it. And the first one is that we are biologically and psychologically and evolutionarily, I think that's a word, wired to have imposter syndrome. Think about it. Your biology, your subconscious is wired just to keep you alive. Not happy, not successful, not wealthy, not self-actualized. It's just to keep you alive and keep you safe. And the best way that your subconscious, your mind, your brain has of keeping you safe is to keep you within the familiar. It's known, therefore it is safe. And imposter syndrome rears its ugly head whenever you step outside that familiar, whenever you step outside that comfort zone and do something different, panic sets in. And then your mind employs its considerable tools, tricks, strategies, sabotages to bring you back into that familiar, that comfort zone, that perceived safety, even if it is not serving you. It's that voice that says, who the hell are you? It's not safe for you to do that. They're going to laugh at you. You are not worthy. You do not deserve it. They're going to find out about you. And then part of that as well is, if we go back to cavemen or cave people times, safety was all about the tribe. It was all about belonging, about fitting in, about having safety in numbers. If we belong, then you are not going to get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. And of course, we don't have saber-toothed tigers in 2023. However, your brain does not distinguish between a real danger and a perceived danger. It still reacts the same. And all imposter syndrome is the perception of failure, of fear, of danger, and of pain. Your brain is just trying to keep you safe. And it shows up in all sorts of different ways. Hopefully that makes sense. And then the second thing you need to understand about imposter syndrome is that the patriarchy has adopted it, evolved it, and harnessed it for its own needs. White middle-aged men were threatened by women showing up in spaces that they perceived as their domains. It threatened their familiarity, their comfort zones. And so they made women feel like they weren't welcome in those spaces. They made women feel like they didn't fit in. If you haven't seen it, go and check out the recent viral video by Reshma Sujani and her address to Smith College about imposter syndrome and bicycle face. Go check it out. It's brilliant. So my mission is to help women get rid of that imposter syndrome, to understand where it comes from, to understand their own particular origin stories and brand, and why their own brand of imposter syndrome affects them so strongly when other people it doesn't even touch the sides with, and to work with them on a journey as it pops up in so many different guises. And it's this ongoing work that is the game changer. It's all well and good to know the theory. It's working along the journey, along the transformation, and working through the obstacles as they pop up. That's the magic and the work that I really, really love to do. And this mission excites me on so many levels. And it is an absolute joy and a privilege to do this work alongside these wonderful women. And I believe that any woman who has been brave enough and audacious enough to put her hand up and say, I want war for my life, she deserves to be able to make that dream a reality. every single thing I create. Every live stream, every podcast, every workshop, every five-day challenge, every masterclass, every coaching program, they are all about helping women to rip up the rule book and to stop waiting for permission to intentionally live their lives and build their dream businesses. And getting rid of imposter syndrome is such a huge part of that. And I reconnected with that in the Lake District. So I promised I would share with you the exact questioning sequence that I use to uncover my mission and purpose. Now, these questions are taken from the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. If you haven't read it, I suggest you go and buy a copy immediately because it is brilliant. Okay, so here's the questions. You might want to pause this and go and get a pen and paper. So question one is, what do I most love to do? Question two is, what work do I do that doesn't seem like work? Question three is, in my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to time spent? I'll repeat that one because it's a bit of a brain teaser. In my work, what produces the highest ratio of abundance and satisfaction to time spent? Let me give you an example of that. So I can spend hours beavering away at my desk, working through my to-do list, and just end up frustrated and with the to-do list longer than when I started. Or I can go and sit in the garden with a cup of tea and get an idea, an inspired idea in just a flash of inspiration, and know that by then, that's a huge, huge game changer and is going to collapse timescales for me. Okay, and then question four is, what is my unique ability? So question five is, I'm at my best when I'm dot, 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 fill in the blanks. Question six is, when I'm at my best, the exact thing I'm doing is dot, dot, dot. And then question seven is, when I'm doing that, the thing I love about it most is dot, dot, dot. Okay, so those are your seven mission and purpose questions. Now, you might work through these and get a flash of inspiration and know exactly what it is. Some of you, you might need to go and let them percolate a little bit, but it's worth really, really thinking about them, journaling on them, reflecting on them, coming back to them after a couple of days. I promise you, in there will be the kernel of what your mission and purpose is. And that's an evolving thing, right? Mine, when I first did this, gosh, years and years ago now, my mission and purpose has evolved as I've achieved things, as I've changed my mind. But it is the most exciting work to uncover the stepping stones on that mission and purpose. So let me know how you get on for that. And the second part of this is, when you know your mission and purpose, what happens when you know that? You're crystal clear on what you're meant to be doing, and yet imposter syndrome pops up to go, you're not worthy of that. You shouldn't be doing that. That's not meant for somebody like you. You couldn't pull that off. And it's all well and good knowing that imposter syndrome has biological and psychological and evolutionary roots. It's all well and good knowing that the patriarchy has harnessed it for its own good. It's all well and good knowing how to get rid of imposter syndrome and all the theory on it. I have known how to work, how to ditch, how to be free of my imposter syndrome for years, and it still pops up. I thought, when I was reconnecting to my mission in the Lake Districts a couple of days ago, I had this amazing renewed vigor for my mission and purpose, and immediately imposter syndrome popped in to say, who the hell am I to try and pull off this mission? That's too big. I couldn't possibly do that. I couldn't hit those numbers. My kids are going to suffer because I'm going to have to work too hard to hit those numbers. I'm going to end up divorced. All these thoughts immediately rush into my head about why I couldn't or shouldn't go after my mission. It also came up about the whole holiday on my own. Who was I to go on holiday on my own? I should be at home with the kids. I shouldn't be climbing Scarfell on my own. You know, I was absolutely ridiculous to try and do those things. So because I have been working with imposter syndrome for so long now, I was really, really quickly and easily able to recognize what was going on as soon as I had that that mission pop into my mind. And I was able to work through the steps to tell that voice to pipe down. So it didn't even slow me down or stop me. And I am excited and I'm in the office today and I'm putting the first steps out in terms of my mission and purpose. And I promised you at the start of this conversation that I would tell you what you can do if you feel imposter syndrome pop up as soon as you start thinking about your mission and purpose as well. So I delivered a masterclass last week on imposter syndrome, on freedom from imposter syndrome for female leaders and entrepreneurs. And in it, I share my 5-step strategy for ditching your imposter syndrome. If you would like a copy of that masterclass, totally free, no obligations, there's no thing to go alongside it. If you would like a copy, then send me a message and I will get you a copy of that masterclass. So what's your mission? What is your purpose? What are you here to do? What impact are you here to have on the world? What's your big audacious dream? I would absolutely love to know. Send me a message. Let me know. Thank you for being here. And I will see you very soon. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.